Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Super Ego, Profiles in Self-Obsession, Best of Season 2, Volume 2. You've heard all this before, but never at the time that you're listening to it now.
Brought to you by Doctors Jeremy Carter, PhD, and Matt Gourley, PYT, with resident specialists Mark McConville and Jeff Crocker. Check us out on Facebook.com/GoSuperEgo and Twitter.com/GoSuperEgo.
Case Study, My Baby Dreamer. Antisocial personality disorder.
My baby dreamer, my baby dreamer.
Introducing My Baby Dreamer, the dreamiest baby in town. What does your My Baby Dreamer dream of?
She's dressed like a cowgirl. She's dressed like an astronaut. My baby dreamer, my baby dreamer.
She comes with a horse and she comes with a hairbrush. She's got a dark secret. She watches you sleep.
My baby dreamer, my baby dreamer.
I tell her my wishes, I tell her my secrets, I tell her I threaten her.
My baby dreamer, my baby dreamer.
I love you, my baby dreamer.
My baby dreamer all night long.
Baby dreamer, you're my
baby. My baby dreamer.
Dreamer is smart, sassy, and sleepy. She's the sleepiest kid around.
She has a brother with really bad acne who's got a knife and another knife.
My baby dreamer, my baby dreamer.
My baby dreamer, take my life.
Case Study, Smithsonian Audio Tools, Histrionic Personality Disorder.
Welcome to the Smithsonian Interactive Audio Tour. What lies before you is an experience like no other. Simply put on those headphones like you already have and press play, which you've done already. Please don't work ahead. Thank you. Exhibit 1,
American authors.
Hello, I'm Mark Twain. Some of you may know me as Samuel Langhorne Clemens, but I call myself a different name for fun. Listen, I wrote a bunch of books, and then I dropped out dead. Now I'm on the $20 bill, I think. Oh well, so long, the future. I'll see you in heaven.
Hi, I'm Daniel Steeles. You would find many erotic adventures if only you were to ope the pages of my novels and ope the haunches of my back shapes. I have to go now. Bye.
You're entering the American Classics Room. The mahogany desk was owned by Tennessee Williams, and on top is an original manuscript of Adrian Barbeau's Shit Shapers. Next exhibit, American Photography.
Oof! That camera's heavy. Sit down there, old girl. Hello, I'm American photographer Ansel Adams. A lot of people think I'm a woman because they never heard the name Ansel before. But let me tell you something. I'm one rough and tumble son of a bitch. I took pictures of the inside of a building once. Didn't care for it.
Hi, I'm American photographer Matthew Brady. If what Ansel Adams told you gave you any good time in your down belows, then maybe you should take a look at my American Dead Soldiers paintings pictures. They're a real bunch of dick stiffeners for the kids.
Hi, I'm John Muir. I walked around a lot because I didn't like people. But mostly, I don't know why you're talking to me.
Hi, I'm photographer Margaret Bourke-White. Sexy lady photographers are waiting to take pictures at you. I'm all undressed. Don't you want to get in a 1985 DeLorean? Travel back to where I am where my blouse fell off into the fire?
American politics.
Hey, it's Spiro Agnew. Check out my box of hate.
Let's travel back to the Civil War. Hear the voices.
Your uniform is different than mine. It's time to fight.
Well, we're out of muskets. Fire your canteens.
I have consumption, and my room partner has Ball's palsy that he's sick with.
I'm a 9-year-old Colonel Sanders.
What is this? F troops?
I'm an antebellum maiden, and I appreciate the tragedy that has happened because I have a feminine side.
Was that a 1985 DeLorean that just took off?
American Aviation.
I'm Wilbur Wright.
I'm Orville Wright.
And we'd like to pump you up.
The Roaring Twenties sure were, Jake. On your right, you'll see all 23 skidoos. In the glass display case, you'll notice Babyface Nelson's baby's face.
But only half as Nelson.
To your right, you'll see Edward G. Robinson's machine gun from the movie Miashi.
American Artists.
Hey, world traveler. I was just finishing up this bowl of chili. I'm Jackson Pollock. A lot of people love my splatter paints, but what they don't know is I invented life insurance.
I'm Crispin Glover, TV's Ted Danson. You are in...
Hello, I'm American painter Thomas Kincaid. I'll just tell you a little bit about my work. I love soft evenings, probably where the sun sets in the winter around 5 or 4:30. And I love snow on houses where, behind those curtains, women are getting it on with each other. Men are dousing them in their sex juices. I'm Thomas Kincaid. I hope you'll enjoy my Christian-inspired paintings.
And finally, American Racism.
Hi, I'm Uncle Jemima.
Case Study, Campfire with Roy Cabras, Narcissistic Personality Disorder.
Gentlemen, we're going to start off and go around in a circle. Just check in, see where everybody's at. I see a lot of people with jackets, shirts, and chest hair. Tonight, I can see 5 faces, 5 loads. Who's first?
My name is Massimo.
Hello, Massimo. Can we call you Massey?
Oh, God.
See, guys? God. You see, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
No. Breathing only keeps it in.
My wife called me Massey.
Your wife?
My ex-wife.
Is she still with us?
No, she's with other people.
I'm looking at a man who's over that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't feel it.
The thing about feelings is that the feelings you feel are always the wrong feelings.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes a lot.
Tell me what you're feeling right now, and I'll prove it wrong.
Deep despair.
Wrong.
I feel great.
See? Who's next?
Hi.
Tell me your name.
Hi, I'm Trent.
Trent. T-Bone. Welcome, T-Bone.
Welcome, T-Bone. Welcome.
Trent's fine.
I'm Massey.
Yes, you are.
I'm divorced, mm-hmm. And my two boys live on the other side of the...
Which one of them's gay?
One's 8 and one's 10.
Which one of them is gay, Trent?
I don't...
T-Bone? Which?
They both play baseball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're both gay.
Let him talk. I'm going to interrupt you right there. Trent, you didn't come here because of your boys. Tell me why you're here.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you came here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
$750 does not grow on apple trees.
Yeah.
Cry for me. Cry. No, cry.
I am.
Not goat cry, real cry.
I'm totally crying right now.
No, actually, guys, hear that? That's a goat cry. Thank you, T-Bone. What's your name, sweetheart?
My name's Kevin Kendallini.
Kevin Kendallini.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Kevin.
All right. I got my laundry already.
Let's wash that.
All right.
What I need you to do first, Kevin, I need you to separate colors from the whites.
Does that mean I'm not allowed in this circle then?
Why?
I'm colored.
You are.
Well,
can we turn the lights up a little bit?
It's fine. I got to go.
What are you, Filipino?
One quarter.
I ask you guys to fill out a form before you come.
Are we here to do laundry or what?
Kevin, do you have a singing voice?
Nah, not as such.
Sing this note with me. See, Kevin's problem is I stopped and he kept going. And that's probably something that happens in your life. Kevin, are you holding a job down right now? Kevin,
yep.
You want to talk about why you're really here? Or do you want to keep up this game of charades?
I think it's charades.
Have you ever been to France? Well, guess what? It's called charades, and you're playing it right now. And there are two things that I simply will not allow in my retreat. Charades and Filipinos. Kevin, I'm the bully at school. What's my nickname for you, Kevin? Seven-year-old Kevin?
Cuntalini.
Cuntalini.
That's what they used to call me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
They used to call me Cuntalini Tower Pizza,
because
I was so fat.
Mm-hmm. But you're thin now.
I'm fat inside.
Kevin, we've got 4 days here. We're going to get through that crust, crack it open, and we're going to all feast on some cuntalini.
I don't understand.
Who's next? What's your name, hon?
Michael Curtis.
Michael, I can't even begin to fathom what's wrong with you, because you look like a man with the clear eyes of a sailor. And right now, I'm getting nothing. Because look, anybody's free to go at any time.
Thank you.
Sit down, Kevin. Mike, I want you to look at Cuntalini over here.
Yeah.
Look at him. I want you to smile. And I want you to call him Cuntalini.
Cuntalini.
Why would you do that, Mike?
Oh my God.
Mike, I had you all wrong. I had you pegged wrong, and that murders me. You're not leaving. Two people can't leave. Kevin and Mike, you're staying 4 days. And boy, I tell you, we got to work it out for us, fellas.
I'm thinking of leaving.
Tell us your name.
I'm T-Bone.
Oh, T-Bone.
Did you forget me already?
You took off your hat, T-Bone. Don't take off your hat. I'm terrible with names, but I'm great with people. Who's next?
My name's Rory Stowers.
Rory Stowers? What brings you out west?
An accident.
Do you believe in accidents? Because I don't. Massey?
Yeah.
Accidents?
I was just...
I have to go...
You sit the fuck down. Do not dick with the Duke. Year two, I had to put a couple of men down. I bled them real slow. And not because those two men did anything wrong, but because the other six men there needed to see it. Let me give you a couple names of those six men. William Cosby, former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon, and the others escaped me. Rory, I'm going to give you 5 words.
All right. What would you like from me?
No, I'm going to give you 5 words. The problem with me is me.
That's 6 words.
Guys, we got a lot to get through in 4 days. I really think we got off on the right foot. And the thing about a right foot is, what does a right foot need?
A left foot.
A right shoe.
Oh.
Tomorrow night, same time, same campfire. I want to see no facial hair.
Case study, NASA Mission Control, Paranoid Personality Disorder.
Shuttle remainder preparing for launch. Fuel systems 125%.
All systems check. Orbital sub-boosters at Mark 7, verse 5, Luke chapter 8, verse 9.
Flight command? We're all buckled in, waiting for your go.
The gantry door is slowly pulling away. The men in the white room have dusted off their shoes. Shoe dusting is complete. So for a 3-minute countdown. Okay, we're going to add a minute. When we get down back to 2 minutes, we're going to go to a 9-minute hold. There'll be a 20-minute intermission, and there will be snacks and
a special performance by the meat puppets. Go for diagnostics.
Flight command.
Boosters, second stage, diabetes.
Flight command. Flight command. Oh, yeah. Supposed to say go. Go. No, go for flight command. Go. What? Never mind. Go for flight until... What?
The 6-member crew of Space Shuttle Meander merging to the International Space Station to deliver an undisclosed payload. Seems kind of weird. Is that weird for anybody else?
I know what it is.
I also was told what it is.
What is it? It's weird, but not in the way you think.
Why do you guys get to know?
Clearance. Flight command, this is Tony. What's in the payload?
Tony, this is flight command. Go for flight command. Go. No, go for flight command. Go for flight until... What? Go? Go what?
No, this is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Okay, I'm the guy that tells people where we are in the mission, and I just thought...
Tony, pipe us.
Some pretty cool stuff aboard, apparently. International Space Station probably pretty excited about getting it.
I don't know about excited.
And we are T-2. We're going to get a 2-minute hold on that while we remove the beanie cap from the nose of the Space Shuttle Meander.
We're going to keep that beanie cap in place. It's Rosh Hashanah.
Setting co-pilot's chair for Elijah.
Three,
2. Hold on. Space shuttle Voyager.
Meander, go.
Are we at Cape Canaveral, or...
I thought we were a remainder.
How many space shuttles do we have out in the pad? Looks like 3. Where are you right now?
Huh?
I'm at Cape Canaveral.
I'm at Banana Creek.
This is go for Houston.
We're at Edwards.
Is that place still open? Main engine ignition. 3, 2, 1. SRB's ignited, and we are... Mission 138, Meander to the International Space Station, has cleared the tower. Begin roll sequence. Onboard, Cinemax verified.
Season 1 of Dexter confirmed.
Hey, guys, I was totally kidding. I know it's in the payload.
What is it?
You tell me. You're the one who thought he knew.
Tony, you're such a fucking stooge.
Entering suborbit. Go for suborbit.
Hello, I'm Sam Elliott for suborbit.
Go for Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott here.
Looking for systems checks.
Well, who isn't looking for something? You know, when I was a younger man, I had a little toy Saturn rocket, and my daddy'd come in, and he'd say, "What you doing there, Sam?" And I'd say, "Dad, I'm trying to get inside this little rocket here, but it's too little. One of these days, I'm going to move on down to Florida and get in one of those rockets."
Are you in the payload currently?
I knew it! I knew it was Sam Elliott! You goddamn it! Sorry, Tony.
Flight crew abort. Sam Elliott is calling from inside the shuttle.
Don't you listen to them, boys. Let's go get some of that moon pussy.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Case study. Sir Dame Andrew Lloyd Webber with Shunt MacGuffin. Histrionic personality disorder.
Mr. MacGuffin, I'm very interested in your musics and how we might collaborate on a Broadway play.
Something like Trail of Tears, the musical.
Pretty much, yes.
Because I've been writing a song. It goes a little something like yes. I didn't bring my guitar because it broke. Actually, my fingers don't work.
Well, those are two very valid excuses.
It's usually one of the two I use. If you can, follow along.
I thought you'd never ask.
You fell down while we knifed you, and we turned your children into paste. We don't like you, get out, painted face.
Mr. MacGuffin, lest you think I am sweating in a very specific pattern down thin rivulets on either side of my face, I am crying. These are not trails of perspiration. They are indeed the trails of tears.
You know, I really love what you're doing on the piano.
I don't really know what I'm doing. It sounds like I do, though, doesn't it?
It does.
The trick is the face I make.
It looks like you're playing.
No, I'm sort of like a chicken at a county fair standing on a hot plate.
I think I understand your kind of logic, Al.
Well, it's the journey, not the destination, isn't it?
I wrote something when I was in high school once. Literally, I went for like a day. Hang on, let me tune up.
You don't have a guitar.
It's a journey, not the destination.
Oh, in my face.
Say what again?
I think we speak the same language, sir.
If you ever dated a girl named Nikki with a nipple ring, then yeah, I think we do.
Is it possible if I gave you a melody, you could put words to it?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, how about something like...
Did you say something?
I was doing my vocal warm-ups. It tends when I clear my throat to sound like a bunch of goblins. Something, something Indian. Can you work with that at all? Is that?
I'll give it a shot. Here we go.
Gonna put it in your naughty, dingy, tasty. Then you're gonna have a little racy and see how quickly you can make me satisfy myself. Something, something Indians.
And then it goes, it kind of picks up and changes the tempo.
No, of course it does.
Yeah.
And you did include the word Indians, which I appreciate.
That's good.
Excuse me, appreciate. Now, are you an actor yourself? Have you acted in a motion picture?
I had a walk-on, a couple lines in Under the Tuscan Sun.
That's where I recognize you.
Yeah.
You and I am friends with Dee Dee Lane.
Oh, yeah, Dee Dee. We smoke grass together.
She'll give it away for a token of the kind, bud.
There ain't no shit. She'll wrap it around it. You know what I mean?
I think I do. One fellow to another.
Really quick. Does this look infected to you?
Yes.
I think I got a song that's going to be just right up your wazoo there, Al. Al?
You may call me Al.
I wrote this song and I really loved it, but unfortunately it came out in 71, right about the time a bunch of hippies gone out to Pattawidami Canyon or something out there in the desert. Anyway, people got shot, so I couldn't put it out there because it was about shooting hippies. And I couldn't put it on the next album because the girl I recorded with got vulva cancer. So anyway, give this a shot. Here we go.
A bunch of Norwegians rolled across the plain and they invaded our buffalo shit. Now we're gonna have to find a new place to live and nobody's taking it except for us fucking white folk. Scalp them all, bunch of assholes.
Well, we can't use that. I think it's too powerful.
Well, that's what you say.
It's fine to leave them crying, but don't shatter their spines.
Well, yes, if you shatter their emotional spine, they won't be able to walk.
No, no, their physical spine.
Oh.
There are certain notes in that song you just played that could shatter someone's physical spine.
Well, I hadn't even thought about that.
Well, why would you? You're an artist.
Yeah.
This is an idea I've been toying with.
Yeah.
Is at the very end of the play, we see the lonesome cowboy. He's riding off into the sunset, and what we're going to do is stagecraft. We're going to engineer an actual setting sun on the stage.
Holy shit, you don't say.
It'd be terribly hot.
Oh, like a giant gas ball.
Precisely. We're going to make a giant gas ball.
That's intense.
We're also going to plant some flowers at the beginning of the play, and then by the end of the play, they will have grown. So, the lonesome cowboy is riding off into the sunset, and as he does, he meets, fights, and defeats a minotaur. So if you can work all that into a country and or western song, I'd certainly love to hear it.
Well, I certainly have my work cut out for me.
And we're going to gene splice a bullhead onto a fellow. Please don't tell anyone because I think it's illegal.
See what I can do.
I'm a cowboy of the range who's planned and logical. And I'm gonna kills me everything that seems mythological. I said I'm gonna kills me everything that's mythological.
Mr. McGuffin, if you will excuse me, I have some programs to print up.
Case study, Rodney Morelli's International Cloud Registry, Obsessive-Compulsive Personality Disorder.
Flowers die after about a week. Chocolates are gone in a matter of days. This Valentine's Day, why not name a cloud after someone? Hi, I'm Rodney Morelli from the International Cloud Registry. Why not do the romantic thing this Valentine's Day and name a cloud after the one you love?
I had a girlfriend who had just started dating me, and we gave each other clouds. I gave her one that looked like a horse, and she gave me one that looked like her ex-boyfriend, Angel. We're still working together, but we don't date.
Balloons pop. Teddy bears? That's so this year. Why not name a cloud after someone?
I'm Shunt McGuppin. Back in 1981, I was jacked up on cocaine all over the place, only wearing a pair of pants that weren't even mine. Rodney Morelli had sold me my first cloud. I've bought one every year since. Thanks, Rodney Morelli. And hey, you, get off of my cloud. That's not my song.
This Valentine's Day, remember, Cupid is stupid. Clouds are proud.
I tried to name a cloud after, could someone else go?
Oh, yeah, I'll go. At first I was skeptical about buying a cloud. Then I saw one that looked like Naomi Judd's autobiography. Had to have it.
Call now, 1-800-F.
I bought a cloud from Rodney Morelli at the phone booth on the corner of 5th and Lexington. Go there, pick up the phone, wait for a call, and follow the further instructions, or you're never going to see my wife alive again. Do you understand me? Do you stim me?
We stim you. That's why if you call right now, you'll get a free prayer napkin.
Every time I lose a tooth, I name a cloud after the tooth. One's named Bicuspid, one's named Incisor, one's named Molar John, one's named Cake.
Hi, I'm Molar John on 1280 KMX. You know, I bought a cloud for all of my listeners out there. And I just want to say thank you. And you've really stood by me during this whole wife-battering court trial.
I'm Rodney Morelli from the International Cloud Registry, reminding you, I'm not only the owner, I'm also a cloud. Call today.
Case study. Pete Balch, Dependent Personality Disorder.
Hey, buddy, are you open?
Yeah, that's what the sign says.
Yeah, I've been staying
in Cambodian.
I've been standing here for about 10 minutes.
I saw you there. Come on in.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you. My name's Pete Balch, and my wife is passed away. She's tentatively dead.
I don't know what that means.
Do you want to have a seat?
Sure.
We bought these massage chairs in when customers are waiting, so you can just turn that on.
Oh, with this quarter?
Give it to me. I do the massaging.
There's a slot right here. It just says 50 cents.
It just falls out the back. I'm usually there to catch it.
No need. No need.
Well, a lot of people say that, but they don't realize how important it is to me.
Pete.
Steve.
It's Dan. I'm pressed for time.
Stan?
Or Dan.
It's Dan.
D-A-N.
Well,
Dan.
I prefer Stan.
Call me whatever you want as long as I can just
get
it.
Do you mind if I call you by my wife's name?
No, I don't.
Okay, Stan, what can I do for you?
I work across the street at Hamtech, and our fantasy football season's ending, so I need a trophy.
All right. Here we have third place in facial recognition. Here's one for car wash of the decade. We have here a trophy for fantasy football.
Oh, I'll take that. That's the one.
Well, those are locked in the cabinet. My wife had the key. You know, she died. She was killed by a leviathan.
Look, I'm just here on my lunch break. Do you need me to fill an order for?
I was just making some food.
What are you making?
Non-pareils.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a mint that looks a little bit like a whirligig. You get it at weddings.
I
want to come to a wedding with me? You could be my plus one.
How much for the fantasy football trophy?
10.
10 what?
Shillings.
Outside on your sign, it says custom trophies available.
Yeah, that's Cambodian for you get what I give you.
What are the odds that that phrase in English means something completely the opposite in Cambodian?
Obviously, they're pretty good.
I think I'm going to go to Richard Brothers.
You don't want to go there.
Why not?
Because I'll kill you.
Well, sell me a trophy.
Look, I'm not going to sell you something just to make money. I'm going to try to help you out. That's why I think we should go camping together and I made some kimchi.
Look, I've been here about 5 minutes longer than I wanted to be.
What do you want, a trophy?
Yeah.
What can I get you?
Fantasy football trophy.
Yeah, we're fresh out of those.
Okay, you know what? I have $40.
Are you bragging? I don't understand what that...
I think I'm going to go to Richard Brothers.
Those fuckers. Take all my business.
Well, they do laser engraving.
I do laser engraving.
You do? Great!
Well, it's not laser engraving. I use a dental pick, but with laser precision.
At this point, I'll take whatever you have.
Okay, let me go ahead and ring that up for you. Oh, my cash register's at home. Do you want to come home with me for a little bit? You know what? I'll just write you up by hand, okay?
Whatever you need to do.
I'm going to do this in Aramaic. Do you mind? Do you have to be somewhere?
I have to go back to work. I think I've mentioned that to you.
What you're saying is speed it up.
Yes! Have you been in a store?
Yeah. Been to Richard's Brothers Trophy Shop. I used to work there.
Could you give me a trophy?
Well, it depends on what you did to earn it. Nobody buys trophies here. You got to win them.
How late are you open?
What time is it?
12:45. I have to go back to the office.
Yeah, we're closed.
Right now?
Yeah, there's time locks on the door, so looks like we got some time to kill.
I need to leave.
Well, I got Uno Attack. and the monochromatic Rubik's Cube. So we should be set until 9 a.m. tomorrow.
How are you even open?
Well, I'm not. We're closed. You want top bunk or bottom?
Super Ego is improvised, analyzed, and brought to you by Drs. Jeremy Carter and Matt Gourley, with resident specialists Mark McConville and Jeff Crocker.
With special guests Paul F. Tompkins as Smithsonian audio tour guide Greg Timmons and Sir Dame Andrew Lloyd Webber. Drew Carey as Kevin Candelini. Tom Sharpling as audio tour guide Claude Pike. Jeff Davis as Roy Cabras. Mission Control Dispatch Tony Dinuba and Sam Elliott. Andy Goldblatt as My Baby Dreamer Donna. Aubrey Denzer as My Baby Dreamer Sally. Mike Rock as My Baby Dreamer announcer Billy Pinecone. And James Bladen as the musical accompaniment of Sir Dame Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Super Ego theme by Alan Simpson.
Opening theme by James Bladen.
Web design by visualaid.com. Go to GoSuperEgo.com, where you can enjoy every Super Ego episode, every video super short, and view your favorite case study profiles. Be a fan on Facebook.com/GoSuperEgo and a follower on Twitter.com/GoSuperEgo, where we often post exclusive content. We'd like to hear from you. Give us your ideas and feedback at GoSuperEgo@gmail.com. We try to respond to every email. Get a postcard from your favorite Super Ego case study. Visit GoSuperEgo.com/postcard to find out how. Leave us a review on iTunes and we'll read your name on the next podcast. Just like these peoples. Clarkwork.
Dinglefinger.
Havoc.
Joe Bro Chill.
The Bacon God.
Matt Armstrong.
Not Manos.
Carl Woot.
Illegibleg.
Miss Dapper.
All Sussed Out.
God's Mustache.
Steve O'Pants, member FDIC.
Trayson Caldwell.
Bezalicious.
Rex Havoc.
Criminally Insane Person.
All 23 Skidoos.
John Hogan.
John D.
Luke Sandwich.
Please Choose Another.
Squeeb Squab.
Nubs 11.
Reverend Kent.
And James in SD. We'd like to extend a very special congratulations to our own Jeff Crocker and My Baby Dreamer Andy Goldblatt. They're engaged. Congratulations, you two.
We'll be back soon enough with a season 3. Super Ego is brought to you by a generous grant from the SofaBed Foundation.
High Society Dick Shoes. Put a penny in it, fucker. How about those gams? Ain't she a looker? Check out those cans. Might be a hooker. Everything's covered in leather and lace. I'd do everything but her face. Oh, but her face. But her face. Every little bit of her but her face. Everything's covered in leather and lace. I'd do everything. I'd do everything. I'd do everything. Butterface! Ha!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.